Update. This report has been removed from the agenda and the committee meeting planned for Tuesday, Jan.11 has been cancelled. A committee of North Bay City Council will receive a municipal growth update during its next MKeeting, scheduled for Tuesday. Many members of this council ran on a platform of growth for the city of North Bay. While the 2021 census results showing updated population figures will not be available until early February, in the interim a report highlighting growth efforts will be presented by Ian Kilger, the Director of Community Development and Growth. The purpose of this report is to provide an update to Council on growth, initiatives and the resulting growth indicators, Kilger writes. He notes Council has supported a number of growth initiatives through budget allocations, including the Growth Community Improvement Plan, GCIP, the Downtown Waterfront Master Plan, and the Parks Master Plan. See related. Council motion urges province to help leverage short-term rebound in the north into long-term growth, and council motion highlights quality of life. Affordability as selling points to potential settlers. An interesting aspect of Kilger's report focuses on the city's business retention and expansion program and advises the community's growth is dependent on the confidence and investment by business and industries. These same companies require an attractive business environment to be successful. In the implementation phase of the Business Retention and Expansion Program, its findings are intended to lead to recommendations to address challenges and opportunities identified by 250 local firms of varying sizes and industries via a confidential survey. The program is touted as standardized, internationally recognized, and has been used as an economic development tool to help gain input and a better understanding of the challenges and opportunities currently facing local firms. Of note, 68% of respondents rated North Bay as a good to excellent place to do business, but most frequently identified community safety, workforce, access to capital, and communication as areas requiring improvement. When it comes to business growth, 46% of the participating firms indicated they plan to expand while 37% plan to remain the same, and 8% plan to downsize, sell or close their business. Expansion challenges highlighted include workforce, financing, and lack of availability of adequate space. Of 242 survey respondents, 83% describe their industry as growing or stable, and of 226 responses, 76% plan to introduce new products or services within the next 5 years. Immediate concerns brought forward through the survey process were addressed, where possible, by staff and the BR&E Red Flag team, which is comprised of members of council, a representative of the North Bay and District Chamber of Commerce and senior city staff, from the report. Longer-term challenges and opportunities helped form the basis of project recommendations that will be implemented over the next 1 to 2 years. Implementation of the GCIP in 2019 has led to several successful initiatives, according to the report, including public art grants, the sidewalk patio grant, parking and landscaping grant, parking and transit fee grant, and the landfill tipping fee grant. See also, city rolls out business incentives including waterfront and downtown and council approves up to $500,000 in top-up funding for development incentive program. Council also brought forward new event funding programs, new arts and culture funding, and new active transportation initiatives. These initiatives are strategically aimed at enhancing quality of life and livability amenities, Kilger writes. The growth update also highlights 2021 as the city's biggest building year on record, with year-to-date construction values exceeding $105 million and total residential construction value at $72.6 million, more than double the highest total of the past decade, set in 2011 at $35.7 million. With 236 new building permits issued for residential dwelling units, the city has experienced a record of new residential dwelling unit construction in 2021. See, the demand is high, as council approves new phase of subdivision as far as the downtown waterfront master plan. It indicated the need to connect the waterfront and downtown visually with new landscape design elements. Main Street redesign will occur in 2021, with construction scheduled in 2022 and 2023. See, councilor takes historic look at downtown and waterfront projects and how they shape the future and The park's master plan will help build and maintain a network for sport and recreation tourism and is seen by the city as a powerful economic development tool, with the infrastructure playing an important role in attracting the workforce that will sustain future business growth. Community economic development is based on the notion that a city can provide attractive amenities to companies and their employees, Kilger observes. Companies seek accessible workforce and resource materials, quality transportation systems and opportunities for growth for the life of the corporation. Employees seek quality careers, good schools, and great parks, trails, and recreation opportunities as primary reasons for choosing a city to live and grow a family. North Bay City Council will hold virtual committee and regular meetings beginning Tuesday at 6:30 p.m.